Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slap Box Podcast. This is episode 732. Willkommen zum Slapbox Podcast. Yeah, I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, he's not around me. He must be downstairs still. I'll probably be coming up here. I can't even speak right. Damn it. I'll probably be coming up here because I'm recording this on Friday night. I am working on Saturday, so I've got other things I'm doing Friday, so I was trying to, or Saturday, whatever, besides work. So I was trying to knock it out tonight, although I might just record part of the podcast tonight and then do a second part tomorrow, but I'll get into that later, as I was trying to practice some German there, because I have been practicing some German. I should say. I've gotten back on Duolingo. I mean, you know, Oktoberfest is really only a few weeks away, which I am bumming that, you know, it's been like a year now, almost a full year since I was in Germany. 1 month, it'll be a full year. And I haven't practiced any German or heard people speak it in like a year. And an old friend added me on Duolingo, and I had to do a quest, so I started, you know, going back to the Deutsch, learning the Deutsch, ja. Ich verstehe ein bisschen Deutsch, a little bit. I know a little bit. I know a little bit more than I honestly tend to remember, or thought I did, because, like, going back, I cannot say that I'm fluent in German. I cannot carry on a conversation in Deutsch. But, you know, I can go. I've been there a few times now, and I can, like, order a meal. I can read off a menu, a Speisekarte, ja, sehr gut. Das ist lecker. Die Wurst, is it die Wurst? I think it's die Wurst, not das Wurst. Die Wurst. Die Wurst ist lecker, ja. Sehr gut. Anyway. I still prefer, though, I gotta say, for actually learning a language, Duolingo is nice because you can do the free version. You just have to watch ads to, like, power up and everything. And, like, you do learn, like, some of the other language. But if I were to say, if I was going to Germany for Oktoberfest in a few weeks, sehr gut. Wunderbar. Oktoberfest. Ja, jawohl. Bier. Anyway, if I was going there in a few weeks, I am not, sadly. I wish I was. If I was going to go there and I needed, you know, a couple of months to, like, bone up on it and really get my shit on par to be able to remember a few things and to, like, you know, help navigate through and, you know, again, like, converse enough to be able to, you know, they tell a cab driver where I'm staying or whatnot, and where to take me. In general, I guess. But I would go Babbel if I really want to. Although, I don't know, I haven't tried Babbel in a while. This is the first time I've used Duolingo. I don't remember if I used it last year or not before going to Germany. I don't recall. I mean, I know I did before I went the first time to Germany, but that was back in 2018, so that was many years ago. And I probably used it in 2019 before I went to Russia the last time. But I would venture to guess. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I did it last year. I know I've got a lot of XP on Duolingo. Because I've got, like, I don't know, almost 18,000 XP in there. Which is, again, not to say that I'm like fluent in any other language. I'm just, you know, I can throw down on some video games. Duolingo is like a video game. You know, they kind of like gamify it. And then, you know, you can add friends and then give each other XP and whatnot and do quests together. Speaking of Germany, though, man, I really miss the mountains. The German Alps. Wunderbar. I think beautiful in German is schön. Schön? Schön? Something of that nature. S-C-O with the umlauts. N? Oh, yeah, and then N. Something like that. Schön? Schön? Anyway. The mountains. Fantastic. I miss going up in the mountains. I know I talked about a few, you know, a month ago or so that I fucked up and I didn't get the tickets to go see Bruce Campbell, his live Q&A and showing of his new movie, Ernie and Emma, at the Alamo Drafthouse in St. Louis. I fucked up. I didn't get tickets for it. I really wanted to do that. I did finish his first book, If Chins Could Kill, Confessions of a B-Movie Actor. Fantastic. Great read. He's got several other books. He's got a sequel to that one specifically. And I'm thinking maybe he put it out after Ash vs. the Evil Dead show, which I really would love to read about that. I love that show. And I want to know the behind the scenes on that. Anywho. Yeah, I had talked about going to Littleton, Colorado, which I believe is also where Columbine happened, which, you know. It doesn't say, like, woo, I want to go there. I just want to point that out. In, like, November. November is when that show is. Though it is, you know, near the mountains, I do believe, which I do love me some mountains. But I don't really want to go to Colorado for just a day. In November when it's, you know, could possibly be covered in snow and then there's flight cancellations and whatnot. It could be a real bitch. But damn, I love the mountains. I need to get back to climbing. You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And no, I don't foresee myself at any point in time going and climbing on a real mountain. I mean, I'm fine with going into the mountains. Maybe doing some running. So elevation's a little harder on me these days since I weld all the time. But I would like to do some more indoor climbing. On the rock walls. I need to. I don't really have a climbing buddy right now, and I do know some people that do it like real serious, like, and I don't want it like a serious, you know, somebody that's, well, one, I can't afford to go all the time. I need a casual climbing friend. That's just not a one night climbing stand. But, you know, like, hey, you know, once a month kind of thing. Like, ooh, let's go climbing or something. See, my friend John that I went to Germany with, that I also climbed with, he's pretty much married at this point. I probably won't be hanging out with him pretty much at all anymore. he's real serious with this one. So, yeah, there's... The bros before hoes thing is definitely not a thing, apparently. But, yeah, I'd like to get back into some more climbing to do that. I've still only done it a handful of times. And it's a great fucking workout. Great workout, and I really enjoyed it. It was like I got that buzz, like, in the early days of when I got into, like, distance running. I used to get the runner's high. I don't anymore. It just fucking hurts, to be honest. It's rough out there these days. Of course, I haven't ran a marathon in a long time. Maybe that's the problem. I just haven't ran far enough in a long time. But I got that kind of high, the endorphin rush, when I did the climbing. So, you know, I feel like I kind of need that juice to get me going. But yeah, you know, you got to have something to look forward to in life other than working. The problem is, too, I am working a lot of hours. I'm hoping maybe, like, next year sometime, Maybe I can do some sort of vacation. I don't know what that vacation would be. But, you know, it'd be great if I could afford another trip to Ireland, say. Oh, Ireland. Ireland. Yes, Ireland. I love Ireland. Which does remind me, I think I talked about it on the podcast years ago, but there was a video of Dolly Parton, who unfortunately did just pass away. But she was went to there's video footage of her in Ireland. I don't remember what the video was. I think she ended up singing in a pub in Ireland. I don't remember if it was Jolene or what. I don't know. I'd have to do some like real searching. I don't know if the videoing still exists. This was many years ago. I just happened to remember it. I was like, oh, Dolly Parton's been to Ireland. It appears loves Ireland too. I'm not like a huge Dolly fan. But, you know, I love Ireland, and seeing that, you know, she was enjoying Ireland, which, you know, God damn it, I'm going to have to Google it. I'm going to have to type Ireland. Ireland pub. Ba-ba-ba. Oh, 1990. There is a, oh God, I'm going to read the AI overview. I forgot to type minus AI. While vacationing in Ireland, Dolly Parton visited the renowned pub owned by Kerry GAA football legend. Oh God, I'm gonna mispronounce this. I haven't practiced enough Irish language on Duolingo. Irish football Kerry football legend Paddy O'Shea. Though she initially intended just to be entertained, she was talked into taking the microphone. She performed a heartfelt rendition of Coat of Many Colors alongside a local backing band. I thought maybe she did one of her... I was thinking it was some other song. Coat of Many Colors. But yeah, I do recall seeing that video. It was from the 90s, apparently. Oh, I guess it's making the rounds now on the Irish Star has got it there. there is a video. I guess I could. I don't have my phone. I need to Bluetooth my phone to the board so I could play it that way. But I don't think I'll be doing that. But check that one out on YouTube. She's in an Irish pub. I remember enjoying that video. I'm not like a huge Dolly Parton fan. I can't speak. My tongue is tied. But I do like the song Jolene. And the White Stripes do a really great cover of that as well. I think it was the White Stripes, not just Jack solo. I believe it is the White Stripes. Anywho, it was kind of funny to hear Jack White sing Jolene. And like he doesn't change it to the pronouns in it. So he's it's fantastic. Anyway, speaking of, you know, legends passing away. The two that really hit me more is definitely Peter Cullen, who is, of course, the voice of Optimus Prime. Autobots, roll out! That was a horrible Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime. But, I mean, dude was a fucking straight-up legend. And, you know what? All three of these big names that unfortunately passed away in this last week were, you know, all three of them were in their 80s. So, I mean, and we're dealing with health issues. I mean, not like too much of a shock. Peter Cullen himself, I believe he's 85. Peter Cullen, holy shit. The fucking, let's see what they have to say about him on IMDb here for a second here. Peter Cullen was a Canadian, was just already. I mean, this is just days after he passed. Peter Cullen was a Canadian-American voice actor who was widely known for voicing Optimus Prime in the Transformers franchise, as well as the Michael Bay film series. He was also known for providing the vocal effects of the Predator from the 1987 film, the same name, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, Monterey Jack from Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, and Car in Knight Rider. Fuck yeah. It does say in the trivia here, stated that of all the roles that he has done, his signature role, Optimus Prime, is his favorite. He described playing Prime in the 2007 film as slipping into a very old, slipping into a very old, very comfortable pair of shoes. He explained his preference for the character by saying, making people happy makes me happy. And man, I grew up to Peter Cullen. I grew up to, you know, the Transformers. I was the right age when Transformers hit the airwaves. And I had, you know, I think a few different Optimus Prime toys. And I was there in the theater when the, I think it was 1987 film hit the theaters. I was very young. I would have been six-ish, depending on what time of the year. And when that hit, you know, that was a big thing, because in that cartoon movie of the Transformers, they killed Optimus Prime. Those fuckers. And I don't honestly don't remember what my initial reaction was to Optimus Prime dying in the movie. I don't think I probably freaked out, just because, like, I had already at that point, like, had a fondness for, like, Freddy Krueger and A Nightmare on Elm Street. Again, very young to be watching this stuff. But I also grew up on horror films and death and all of that shit in movies. And so, I don't know. I don't remember what my reaction was to Optimus Prime dying. I think I just enjoyed the story. And, you know, to me, like, all the 80s cartoons and even, like, kids movies. I mean, RoboCop was sold as a kids movie-ish. You know, I mean, the movie itself, Paul Verhoeven had no desire, I don't think, to sell it to children. The movie he made was fantastic and just filled with violence, quite the critique on America in general. But definitely, I don't think he said, like, this is going to be a kid's movie. But they sold toys for it and shit at McDonald's in the Happy Meal. There you go, kids. Here's your Ed 209. Here's your RoboCop. now I've just got the scene stuck in my head of RoboCop shooting the rapist dick off. Fantastic. Great scene. One of the greatest scenes. The greatest, they say. Anyway. So, yeah, Peter Cullen. I mean, that voice. I will always hear Optimus Prime's voice inside my head, you know? And, it was, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the live-action Transformers films. I've seen most of them. I really did enjoy seeing the first one, though I didn't think, like, walk away from it going, this is an amazing movie. But hearing Peter Cullen voice Optimus Prime on the big screen for a movie was pretty fucking amazing. I was an adult, of course, by the time that had come out. And it really, it really struck a chord with me, and just like hearing that, and so I mean, it sucks. Fucking Peter Cullen, man, possibly the greatest voice actor of all time. I mean, there's so many great voice actors, but I mean, that Autobots roll out, fucking. It just sounds so epic. I mean, the Transformers, I don't think would have been anywhere near as popular if it wasn't for that man. That man, hearing that voice coming out of Optimus Prime and just boom, the loud booming. Oh. Anyway. Then, of course, the other one, the one that hit me, that I'm a big fan of, Mr. Tim Curry, the legend, and not a real shock for him to pass away. I want to say he was in his 80s, but he had, you know, also, I think Peter Cullen, I want to say maybe it was cancer for him. I'm not sure what the cause of death was. But Tim Curry, he was in bad health for the last, oh man. I don't remember when it was he got put in the wheelchair, but I mean, he's, you know, he's had a rough go at it for quite some time. And this is a guy that, you know, used to do a lot of stage performances and stuff. And it's very, oh man, just, holy shit. Just, what a fucking legend looking at him here. Anyway, man, that guy had a voice as well. And I think the roles for me for Tim Curry, like number one, of course, I'm a Rocky Horror Picture fan show. Rocky Horror Picture Show fan. I can't. My words are fucked. I can't string them together. I need my Duolingo. Oh fuck! That reminds me. I've been taking magnesium to help with focus, and I forgot to take my magnesium after eating tonight. Oh, that could be why I'm fucking up. Missing my magnesium. Not that, and, you know, perhaps being a little taken back just staring at all these photos on IMDb of Tim Curry. Anyway, shit. Yeah, Tim Curry. The big role, of course, is Dr. Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I recently watched, fairly recently, Rocky Horror Picture Show on the old projector downstairs. And holy shit, man. I still love that movie. I mean, all of the music in that movie is just fantastic. Yeah. 80 years old. That's how old Tim Curry was. I mean, that Dr. Frankenfurter is definitely the role for me. But I mean, he's in so much other stuff. Clue's a great movie. He's very entertaining. That I need to go back and watch it. But the Tom Cruise movie, which I'm not crazy about Tom Cruise, since, you know, I mean, he's pretty crazy, the whole Scientology thing. But the movie Legend, where Tim Curry plays the Lord of Darkness. I remember watching that as a kid and really enjoying it. I haven't seen it as an adult, I don't think. Maybe I did. If I did, it was like 20 years ago, because I'm old as fuck. That was a great one. He has, of course, starred, I think, with Bruce Campbell, is also in Congo. They're both in that. Not one that really jumps out at me, though, like the movie Congo. But he, of course, Tim Curry was Pennywise in the, was it early 90, 91-ish? When the movie It came out, on the TV movie It, with John Ritter also starred in that. Also a big fan of John Ritter, the late great John Ritter. But, of course, Tim Curry was Pennywise in that. I need to go back and watch that and Clue. I've got those both in my Amazon Prime. I'll hopefully get around to watching at least one of those this weekend to honor the man, Tim Curry. Before I was recording this, though, I had to pull up Sweet Transvestite and, of course, just rock that out before recording this. So I've got it just on loop in my fucking head right now, which I've had in loop in my head for quite a few days since finding out that he is no longer walking this earth with us. Well, shit, I guess he hasn't been walking. That's a bad choice of words there, Josh. Unfortunately, he was wheelchair bound. I'm a dick. Unintentionally, I meant to say that, you know, he's no longer of the living. Anyway, so Clue, the big ones I would say are Clue, Rocky Horror Picture Show, for me at least, and It. The Legend, I remember being really entertained again. I don't know if it holds up if I go back to watching it as an adult, but he was in all kinds of shit. Oh, Pennywise came out in 1990, the TV miniseries. I was thinking 91. I was off by a year. He did a lot of, Tim Curry did a lot of like TV show appearances too. He was on, well, he was on an episode of Tales from the Crypt. Hell yeah. Let me some Tales from the Crypt. He was like in the movie The Shadow, that the Alec Baldwin feature before, of course, Alec Baldwin killed that one, you know, back when. I don't know why I'm laughing about that. It's kind of fucked up. It is weird, though, that, like, of all people, like, Alec Baldwin was the one to, like, shoot somebody in a movie. I wouldn't have, you know, had, like, that, you know, I didn't have that on my bingo card, is what I was saying, for, you know, shit to happen to different actors. Wouldn't have thought Alec Baldwin would have shot and killed someone. Though, again, he didn't do it intentionally. But he was, you know, one of the producers on the movie, Rust, I think was the name of that movie. He really should have, you know, been more diligent about testing the firearms and make sure that they were, you know, doing things right. As a fan of Brandon Lee's The Crow, I got to say, yeah, you should have maybe tried a little bit harder there. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, as I've still got Sweet Transvestite stuck in my head. Transsexual. Transylvania. Anyway, so yeah, it's man, it sucks that, but it, I mean, it's great that, you know, we were cherished with Tim Curry for such a long time and gave us some amazing performances. You know, I mean, that's really what you, when someone, you know, leaves. I mean, that's just. You gotta look at the fact that you got some pretty great things, and you know they did exist in general. As I don't know where I'm going with this, trying to segue out of it, and it's just not working out very well. I should probably just take the get off IMDb here. Maybe that'll help me. As just click out of that, so I don't see that going on. Oh man. As I clicked on to another site here, and it's showing that I've got some running shoes that I can get for just, climbing shoes. I got some climbing shoes on sale that on REI that are tempting to pick up. But again, I don't even know if I'll ever climb again. But I should maybe focus on not spending money on that. Unless I really intend on to go climb again. But what I was going to talk about earlier, I was kind of teased up a little bit as Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is still downstairs. I figured he would have come up here to give me, like, you know, a heads up that I should be cleaning his litter box here shortly. Be like, hey, fucktard. Aren't you supposed to be doing something? I'm waiting for that. He has not done that as of yet. But I've been doing kind of later here lately, so maybe he'll give me a slight bit of a break and not bother me right out of the gate. Or as soon as I get done saying that, he might just, I'm looking around, I don't see him yet. Maybe he heard me say his name. Anyway. So, now I know that, what was it, 2 years ago-ish? I'm not sure when it was, or going on 2 years ago. Yeah, it wasn't quite 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in, like, January or February that I attempted to get a second cat. It didn't go well. It didn't go well at all. I don't really want to do it. you know, that didn't work out. And I felt terrible. I felt terrible when I brought that second cat, Scully, named her Scully, when I brought her back to the animal shelter. I felt horrible. Because, I mean, she was just mean. Mean as all hell to Fox there. She was nice to me. She was all cool to me. Like, if Fox wasn't a thing, like, I wouldn't mind having her as a cat. But she was just fucking mean as shit to him. And he's a real beta. She had all of her four legs too. And it seemed to kind of show off that. My friend Megan, who does foster cats, she's constantly been like, hey, you need to get another three-legged cat. Get like three-legged cats, man. And, you know, she helped me, of course, when I did decide to get the second cat the first go-around. And but she had suggested I should maybe go more with a kitten, which right now she has several kittens that are missing legs. So at least, you know, Fox might have somewhat of a fighting chance. And of course there would be an entertainment factor for me, if I had, strangers like come over to my house, to where they didn't know that, which most people, if they know me at all, they probably know that I have a three-legged cat. I talk about it a lot. It's kind of all I do these days is hang out with him. So I don't really have much else to talk about. And yet I do a podcast every week. Anyway, it would be humorous to me to have somebody come over to my house and not know that any of my cats were missing a leg. And then, you know, if I had multiple cats, again, I did not say that I would. I have not said that I will adopt another cat. I did not agree to that. Anyway. It would be entertaining if I did have multiple cats then missing a leg for someone to come over and then be, oh, hey, is your cat missing a leg? You know, they see one of them. And be like, oh, man, your cat's missing a leg? And then look over, and then I would love to just see the reaction when they realize there's multiple cats here that are missing legs. Now, I would never hurt a cat and, like, take their leg from them. It would amuse me to, you know, I don't know. People are, you know, I would think, I don't know, if they knew me at all, I don't think they would be freaked out and probably assume, like, oh, he probably just, you know, adopted a couple of cats missing legs. I would think if they knew me even slightly, it had to be like a pretty much a complete stranger for them to like really freak out and be like, you know what? I think I left the oven on at home. I think I need to go like now. Once they see that cat with the second leg, it would be kind of humorous. yeah, I don't know that that's worth the hassle of having two cats. But I did tell Megan, I said, I would be okay with tomorrow, which again is why I'm recording this today on Friday, when I normally do it on Saturdays, that I'm working tomorrow. I am, again, yeah, I told her that we could take a couple of them over here, the kittens. There are several kittens. One of them does have four legs. I know she named that one Quad, which seems like such a brag to the other cats. I believe the mother of the cats was hit by a car or something of that nature while being pregnant. And I guess the kittens inside got their, like something to, I don't remember what exact happened. I think, or it was a car or what, but the umbilical cord, I think, got wrapped around the cat's legs, something to that nature. And two of them, I think, are going to have to get full amputations. Then the other ones, there's like four of them, I think, that don't have, that are like sort of missing a leg, or at least a chunk of the leg. And I think two of them are going to keep kind of the stub, so they'll have like a partial leg there. And then two of them are going to have to get full amputations. Anyway, yeah, thinking about amputating cat amputations, like that's kind of fucked up. rather not think about that. Surgery in general just kind of creeps me out. I grew up on horror movies and watching some really heinous stuff. But for some reason, watching like surgeries really, ugh. Anyway, yeah, so I got that to look forward to tomorrow. I thought about, which I was thinking tonight, maybe just do like part of a show. And then tomorrow after this event happens, I could finish up and any, you know, thoughts like, okay, this is what happens. So what, you know, I'm trying to do. So coaching Agent Fox Mulder here. I'm like, hey, look, dude, help me out here. You got to be just a dick to these other cats. You got to hiss. You got to do what you got to do, man. You got to show the, like, no, get the fuck out of my house. He was not happy when I brought Scully over. But she was like an adult. Well, she was like a year old. So, I mean, she was like full grown. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll act differently to some kittens. I mean, they're very small. Very small kittens. I'm curious to see like how he'll react. Now, he was, when I first adopted him, he spent some time for a few weeks over at Megan's house. And she had said at that time he did fine with other cats. But that wasn't like he moved into there briefly while she had, you know, other cats already there and such. Whereas here, he's been here for several years with the whole house to himself. As anyway, yeah, I don't know how he's gonna react. You know, I'll play like videos of cats to him and stuff. He'll just get kind of interested. He won't like hiss and everything. But a video is totally different than having an animal inside the house. You get the real smells and stuff. The videos don't have the smells. And smells are a big thing of the cats. And then if the other cat, it really depends on how they act. Now, a kitten probably isn't going to freak out and attack him. So I'm thinking, like, I'm afraid he's going to show some real interest to these kittens. And I'm going to tell him, like, hey, buddy. Hey. Do me a solid here. Don't get too excited that there's a kitten over here. Like, fucker, I don't want to. I'm not getting two litter boxes. That's not happening. I might go to like switch up and do. I might clean that litter box like twice a day. I don't even want to have to do that. I scoop it once a day, and about once a month I completely change the litter out. And you figure I'm gonna have to like double that with two cats. Now all of a sudden you got to double all this shit. And yeah, I don't really want to do that. It's tough thinking about that. But there is, I mean, the only part that where I'm kind of, you know, like thinking about it is, yeah, I do work all the time. I am not home a whole lot. And I guess. You know, I do work all the, other than going to work, I'm home pretty much the rest of the time. I do go outside and run and shit, but I don't spend a whole lot of time outside of here once I'm off work. Anyway, the only reason I would consider having a second cat though is like, you know, if Agent Fox Mulder really seen and enjoy having a friend. And, I mean, that's really where it's at. You know, if I could give him, you know, just to better his life. I don't feel it like bettering mine at all. It would, seems like it would be rougher on me, you know. I don't feel like I need a second cat. It's not for me. It is not for me. Though I do, you know, I know that there's, you know, a lot of cats out there that need, you know, adopting and whatnot. I do feel for, you know, animals in general. I do like animals. I just, you know, don't necessarily want to take care of all of them. There is that concern, though, like, you know, maybe, you know, Fox is cool at first with a kitten, but then when this cat gets older, it's like there's just going to be hate going back and forth. And it's like, yeah, you know, we're bros, man. Me and Fox, we're like, he's my ride or die. Like, I'll, you know, I don't want to ruin that, you know. We're, there's no hose to get in the way between us either. You know, it is just mano a mano here. Like, he sleeps on me every night and day, like, when I'm watching movies. And I get some fucking little kitten running around here. It's going to try to, you know, break all that up. It's like, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. And then, this is awful to think about, too. This is a sad, awful thing to admit. But it bothers me that, you know, I have this pet that I'm really attached to. I love the guy. Really love him. But, you know, especially, I think what fucks me up is that I do have an Instagram account for him, and I follow a bunch of pet accounts on there as him. But I watch a lot of fucking cat videos and stuff, and there's constantly people with these cats, you know, like, posting about the death of their cat, and I'm like, oh, god damn it. And, you know, and knowing that, like, oh, he's probably going to die before me. Probably, though I am getting pretty old. There's a good chance, you know, there will be a day, unfortunately, where he's going to die. And like, man, it's going to fuck me up. I know it's going to fuck me up bad. And like, do I want another cat around? And cats tend to live for a very long time. And like, I get this other cat. There's a good chance that cat will outlive me. I get a kitten. There's a very strong chance it will outlive me. And I'm getting pretty fucking old. With Fox being older and stuff, and he's a lot more chill. I don't know that I want a cat that's like hyperactive and wanting to get into shit and whatnot. I don't know, man. I don't know. I do love animals. But I like going to like the zoo. Somebody else is taking care of them. I can kind of hang. Well, I can't really hang out at the zoo, but if there was like in Japan, they have the cat cafes and stuff. You can go in there and hang out. I think there is some places like that in the U.S., but they're pretty rare. But there's, of course, yeah, Japan, that's a big thing. You go into like cat cafes and stuff. You can go out and hang out. I think they did with other animals too, but you can go and hang out with like cats and such. Just like that. That's some cool shit. I am saddened that when I went to Russia and went to the Winter Palace, that I didn't see any of the cats. Apparently they do have quite a few cats there. I mean, the place is fucking huge. But mice can, you know, really destroy artwork and such. And be very destructive to that sort of thing. And so it's, I think, pretty common for big museums and shit like that to have cats to get rid of the mice. And I didn't see any cats when I was there. I was saddened. I was saddened after the fact because I didn't realize about the cat thing until afterwards, seeing stuff about the Winter Palace and people talking about the cats. And I would love to have seen a cat there. It's good to know that they're protecting the beautiful art in the world. The felines. Now I'm just like, man, I'm glad Hitler wasn't a cat guy. He was a dog guy. Maybe that's the way I can look at and be like, you know what? Because I was just thinking, you know, there's all throughout history, there's been, you know, a lot of people have had cats. I remember there being a story. I don't remember the Nazi's name, but he was just a horrible, horrible human being. One of the worst that ever existed. The complete opposite of Tim Curry. the complete antithesis. Anyway, there was a Nazi. I'm sure there was multiple Nazis that probably had cats. Anyway, there was one in particular one that, you know, committed heinous acts of nature, murderous and horrible shit. I remember that had a cat and was very fond of his cat. It's weird. It's weird to have such a bond with an animal and then go on to do like war crimes. Anyway. Yeah, fuck Hitler. There was a funny clip I saw on TikTok before going into work this morning where it was you know what? I'm going to play the clip. I don't have time to screw around with trying to get my phone hooked up via the Bluetooth. It'll play this shit. But here we go. What the fuck is this? Some weird AI shit of going on at Breaking Bad and there's a wedding. Where's Heisenberg? That's freaking me out. That's really creeping me out. Jesse marrying Jane. Now I'm distracted here. And Walt's over there doing the say anything thing. Here we go. Let's play this clip, see if it'll... Oh, shit. Hold on.
Was a painter. Well, hold on. Hitler... was a painter. I learned that like 3 days ago, so it's been in my head. I looked it up because I thought it was interesting. Did you guys know Hitler got rejected from art school twice? Okay, we got some fans. He got rejected from art school twice and then became Hitler. What a fallback plan that was. Sometimes people are like, what are you gonna do if comedy doesn't work out? You don't wanna know. It's gonna be a bad time to be Amish, I'll tell you that. It's okay, they're not here. Hitler.
Yeah, so that's what I the last thing I heard before I went into work this morning. Just remember before I walked in the doors about that. So I guess there's some Hitler fans out here. There's some fans. I don't know. I thought that part was kind of funny. Anyway. Cats. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. I probably just wait until next week. I've already like close to like 50 minutes on this podcast. I don't know that I need to. I'll give an update next week. I'm leaning more on the side that I don't want another cat. It's, but again, get these kittens over here. If Fox seems to like really love on one of them, like, oh, God damn it. Am I really gonna, you know, deprive him of that? He's more important to me than me. So it's like, God damn it. Anyway. Yeah. Speaking of like animals dying, it does bother me, of course, that I was saying, the thought that, I'm probably going to see Fox die at some point. I mean, I don't know that I'll be there in the moment, in his final waking moments. I might just come home and he's dead. I don't know how it's going to work, or I'll wake up and he's dead. Or I'll have, have some ailment where I'll have to put him to sleep. That's fucking brutal. I've been through that before with a pet. Just like they're just in pain and you just gotta do what you can do for them, And it's, that's just brutal shit. But speaking of that, man, Beef on Netflix. They just put out season 2 fairly recently. And I watched season 1. Which they have, if you haven't watched Beef on Netflix, it's good. The first season was good, with Steven Yeun. He played Glenn on The Walking Dead, of course, and the comedian Ali Wong. They were the main stars of season 1. And then the second season, is different stars. It's a completely different scenario, I guess you'd say, as they are not connected. Though I wonder if maybe they're in the same world. if we will see some kind of connection, which there were Korean people in, you know, season one. Now it's been so, because 2023, it was 3 years ago that season one came out. So 3 years ago, a big jump in time. And I watched it when it first came out, the season one, so I don't remember it that well. So I kind of feel like maybe I should go back and watch season one to know if there is like any connections between the two seasons. which this new season with Oscar Isaac being the big star of this season, and Carey Mulligan, I believe, is the female, one of the female leads. Whereas there's the Kaylee Spaney. That was the other younger woman in it. Anyway, and yeah, the two younger characters, I don't know what else they've been in, but Charles Melton is but they have two couples basically that are beefing. Whereas in the first season, it was more to do with Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, their characters just going at it. And whereas this season's interesting that they have two separate couples, but there is, man, it is a very well-made show. And holy shit, they do a really good job in the second season of showing what it's like to go through the American healthcare system. All too real of what it's like to go through the American healthcare system. And it's not pretty. It's not fucking pretty. You know, for anybody that might be listening in a foreign country, if you want to get a good idea of what it's like to have to get healthcare in the U.S. of A, and, you know, maybe if you're thinking about moving here at some point, you know, you might want to research that, because it'll bankrupt you. And, you know, even at that, even if you have insurance and whatnot, it can be hard to see a doctor in general. And when you have serious problems and whatnot, and they really do, I think, a very good job in this season two of showing that, because of course the character Ashley in it, the younger woman, she is battling some serious ill. I forgot what exactly it is. What's wrong with her ovaries initially? There was a cyst on her ovaries, and she had to get she has to get one removed. And they just work at this country club, and she doesn't have health insurance, and does some blackmailing to be able to get her insurance, and then still trying to get surgery and whatnot with even with the insurance is a bit of a nightmare. And, yeah, you know, when you can't afford surgery or just healthcare, you know, the stuff that will, you know, save your life or whatnot. And, yeah, it'll make you do some fucked up shit to be able to, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to die? Or are you going to maybe do some light blackmailing to, not to say that I have not done any blackmailing, but, you know, I haven't run into a real ailment that, there's a couple of times where I thought, ooh, maybe this might kill me. But I haven't had any moments where I needed, really expensive surgery yet. I feel like it's really like Russian roulette here in the States. It's like you're just waiting for that moment that the shit's going to hit the fan with your body. And then you're like, well, that was fun having things, having a bank account and owning things. That's gone now. I had to have some kind of surgery. I had cancer now. The scarier part often when you get diseases here is, of course, you know, if you survive, you know, something that you needed some life-saving surgery for, because then you got to pay for it. And that shit's not cheap. And I think this show does it a great job of kind of illustrating that. Whereas, yeah, it's just It's fun times we're living in. Fun times. As Agent Fox Mulder is saying hi, and he's telling me I need to clean his litter box out. Fox, come here, buddy. Come here, dude. Foxinator. Get over here. He was trying to bite my leg. Now he's like walking away from me. He's going to see how he'd... Maybe he'll get a good answer of like how he's going to react to this kitten here. Hey, buddy. What do you think about a kitten? Fox. Well, you got to itch your ear? Do I need to clean that? He's not responding. Buddy. He's looking at me. Come here, dude. Do you want a kitten? Yeah, he's cleaning himself. Maybe he's trying to freshen up. He's like, hold on, I got to clean myself. You're going to fucking bring over company. Yeah, tomorrow could get... I could be in real trouble tomorrow. I could be in real trouble. Could end up with multiple handicapped cats. Just multiple cats in general. It's like, oh. Don't get me wrong. I love animals, especially cats. I'm a cat guy. You know, I like dogs. But, you know, I'm a cat. I'm a cat man. I'm a cat man. But we got a special bond here. I mean, he's always at my legs trying to bite me. he's not always biting me. But, you know, when he wants something, he's like either biting me or just like if he wants to play, he's biting me. But not he's not drawing blood. You know, I'm not like a battered spouse here. I'm not saying. I'm not afraid for my life here. Beef season 2, though. Man, check it out. Beef season 1, pretty great, too. I got to say, it's good stuff. It is definitely worth a worth a look. Bull seat, man. There is a visual that just bringing it up again. I don't want to ruin it. But all I can say is somebody put some stuff in some juice to get back. It's part of the beef. And it's wrong. It's fucked up and beautiful at the same time. They are taking this beef seriously. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. You know? This show, they do some amazing character development. There's not like any character that really seems like they haven't really fleshed much out on. Like there's just very strong characters. It's not like, oh, the goofball over here or, well, I don't know. There's some minor characters you don't really learn much about, but I mean, there's some big character, just a lot of detail of these characters, man. They are complicated, fucked up human beings, which is what we really all are. Complicated, fucked up human beings. in all its beauty, you know. Some of us are more fucked up than others. I'm pretty fucked up, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a murderer. I'm not a maniac, psycho. I'm not committing genocide. I'm not a Hitler fan. Anyway, check out Beef if you haven't. It is absolutely fantastic. It is, I was recently thinking about getting rid of Netflix too, as I haven't really been watching much in the way of Netflix since Stranger Things ended, which I still haven't watched the animated Stranger Things. As I was going to say, yeah, Stranger Things is, it's definitely was the reason I was keeping Netflix there for a while because I wanted to watch all of Stranger Things, which that has been over for quite some time now, and I've seen it all. The last episode was good up until after the last boss fight, the final boss, the whole bit at the end with just finding out all the characters, where the fuck they were going and whatnot was a bit much. The movie did last, you know, or that episode went on for way longer than than I would have thought. Like, there was, after, you know, Vecna was killed, there was still like an hour and 45 minutes left of epilogue. And I gotta say, some of it was like the part at the very end, which isn't a very long part, is they all go back and are playing D&D. That part was cool. And they really bookended the show with it. That was necessary. We didn't need to go on top of the roof and hear about Steve becoming, you know, a coach and whatnot and all this bullshit and them reminiscing. Like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? Just kill Vecna. You know, you got Eleven's possibly dead, maybe not dead, and then just go to... cut to them playing D&D, you know? That's really all you needed. Yeah. Stranger Things overall, though. Great show. I feel like even that last season was really good. Even the last episode was really good. I can't bitch too much. Because I really didn't, you know, enjoy the show throughout. But, you know, that, yeah, that epilogue, too much, man. Too much. I would say they stuck the landing a lot better than the original series of Game of Thrones. Those last couple seasons were rough, man. Those last couple seasons. House of the Dragon's decent, you know. I really liked the... was it Knight of the Seven Realms or whatever? That one? That spinoff? That show was great. There wasn't much to it, though. Every episode was like, what, like 20-something minutes? Like maybe a half an hour at the most. And only like six episodes. Six or seven episodes. It was short. It was good, though. I enjoyed it. And I'd like to get more into more of that series. Give me some more of that, sir, please. I'm hungry. I want some more. For now, I'll just have to suffice with enjoying some beef. And then hopefully getting some clue in my life. Maybe a little it. Little clue. I guess this is about all I've got. I do have to work in the morning, so I kind of have to, you know, kind of have to consider getting up in the morning. I do have to clean someone's shit box over here. Who could I be referring to? It's a tough call. It's a tough call. Anyway, so I guess what I'm saying is, as always, that is a kitten wheelchair, not a trash can.